Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCallson, the United States Army, retired CBS News, Dickinson College, and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. NATO. Jeff is also a veteran of NATO. The Chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz, visiting Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. What we know is that there's going to be a multinational NATO combat unit, and that Germany's going to contribute on the Lithuanian-Belarus border. This is extraordinary because there was an agreement in some fashion between Moscow and NATO, between Brussels and Moscow, that NATO would not permanently deploy combat elements and forces along the frontier. That now has been abrogated, says NATO, by the invasion of Ukraine. Jeff, you've seen this territory. You've walked it. You've walked it from the Balkans, the Western Balkans, all the way to the Baltic Sea. This is a vast undertaking. NATO's says that it's pledged to. Does it have the resources now? Will it take some years to build up a deployment that makes people secure?
It'll have to take a great deal of time to build up resources that will make countries secure. And clearly NATO is now undertaking that. It seems clear in the aftermath of this war, all NATO countries, most notably the Germans, will reach that goal that NATO countries established a number of years ago, and that's 2% of GDP being devoted to defense. The Germans will be key in this regard. And while many people were impressed by Mr. Scholz's announcement that they would achieve that now, and in addition, the German Bundestag has voted a special $100 billion investment in defense, the question still remains, will the Germans be able to maintain that? Can they generate the political willpower to maintain that over time? Or will they look for some way to move back to a more amenable relationship with the Russian Federation once this particular conflict is over? But I think what you're suggesting as well, John, is we have to think about, I think, a whole new European security architecture. We created one at the end of World War II with the defeat of Nazi Germany. And frankly, we modified and recreated that architecture in the aftermath of the Cold War and the dissolution of the Soviet Union. A number of those agreements you talk about limiting force deployments were contained in such things as the CFE Treaty, the Vienna Document on Force Deployments, and those have largely been abrogated, not formally, but in practice, by the movement not only of Russian forces, but now by the movement of NATO forces. So I think really in the aftermath of that, it's going to be a wholesale revision of a security architecture that we think will provide stability and peace to Europe moving into the future.
Berlin is one part of the puzzle. Berlin is anxious at the same time. And there are mixed opinions about whether the commitment to NATO is the wise course for the German people. This is the country of Ostpolitik, where the Anglo-American coalition openly dealt with Moscow as a trading partner and an investment source to invest in Russia and have Russia to invest in Germany. So Germany is ambivalent. Also, another member of NATO we must address is Turkey. Within these last hours, we have a report from Ankara that Sergei Lavrov, the foreign minister of Russia, very trusted by Vladimir Putin, has been in Ankara to discuss with President Erdogan the grain fleet blockaded Odessa. The news so far, fog of war, is that there is no resolution. There's no way forward. This points again, Jeff, to a story we've touched on, but it's been redoubled in the news these last days. That grain fleet means the difference between famine and prosperity for major pieces of the Mediterranean basin. I'm thinking of North Africa. I'm thinking of the Horn of Africa. Your measure of this talk of rescuing the grain fleet, if Russia doesn't cooperate, that means Turkey has to cooperate. Is it a trustworthy member of NATO?
I do not think they are, and it's been demonstrated over the last few weeks. A lot of disquiet with President Erdogan over the impending action by NATO over the application to join NATO by Sweden and by Finland. Now, that may be resolved later this month when all NATO countries go to a summit in Madrid. But Mr. Erdogan certainly seems bent on trying to get concessions out of other NATO partners, most notably the United States and probably the Swedes, to agree to all that. And so there's been a real concern of his reliability as a partner to the alliance. But you're right, John, this particular problem with this grain shipment is a global problem, not a Ukrainian-Russian problem necessarily. 20 million tons of grain, we know, sits right now in Ukrainian ports going nowhere. 17 million people in the Horn of Africa are facing food shortages, if not outright starvation, based on drought that already has occurred in that region. And of course, Russia and Ukraine provide about 40% of all the wheat exports to Africa up until this moment. And we've seen prices already go up by 25%. So the real question is, if we can't break that system out with cooperation from the Turks because of their control of the straits and see that grain heading around the world, then we will see many of these countries not only facing food shortages, but outright famine. That will bring on social unrest. That may bring out the end of several governments, and that may also bring out more migration and economic dislocation like we saw back in 2015 when thousands, if not millions of people left their homes in North Africa and the Middle East heading for Europe.
The fog of war in Ukraine, again, I mentioned at the end of June, June 30th, Colonel McCausland and I will discuss the Battle of Gettysburg 159 years ago is what my arithmetic tells me. Lee's forces are moving north right now, 159 years ago. The Army of the Potomac doesn't know where they are. Much of Gettysburg is an accident, a meeting engagement of large forces who have to decide how to manage landscape that is not well prepared or that has to be prepared on the fly. Jeff, just a note, because this is about your work with Battle Tested, your book on Gettysburg leadership and lessons for the 21st century leaders. I'm always amazed at the first hours and how they imagined it in their minds, Jeff. And you will help everybody to understand how you don't have a chance to review your plans. You just make a decision and you go for it, Colonel.
Absolutely. And we used to say when I was on active duty, for example, when I led my battalion in the invasion of Iraq, you know, no plan survives the first round fired. And as soon as one round is fired, you're modifying on the fly. That's especially true in Gettysburg, as you pointed out, John, because this is, in fact, a meeting engagement. Ambrose Powell Hill, the commander of a Confederate division, decides to send that division forward to, if you will, run off what he believes to be a small group of Union militia in Gettysburg. Well, it turns out it's actually an American Union cavalry division, and the fight is on.
Jeff McCausland, CBS News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. So you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. They're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space. whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.